as another loss, or do you take it as you see the resiliency that you had at the end of the game to get to the point and you focus on that?
Yeah, when you're losing and you're going through struggles, it's easy to take the negatives and keep getting down on yourself and holding your head low. We got to take confidence, get our heads up, and be the hockey club we know we can. We know what can be, and I think we showed that in the third period. At the same time, we got to be more disciplined and do the things that make us successful, and that's playing 5-on-5 hockey. It's playing quick, it's shooting the puck, and being aggressive. And when we did that, we were successful. So get the confidence up and build with a big point. Puck luck's something that you got to work for, and we almost had that one at the end that Joey rang off the post on the comeback.
Playing with Kenneth Biala tonight, scoring that first goal, how do you think he looked tonight? His first game?
He was great. I had a chance to watch him in Nashville through the summer, and train with him, and see him skate. So unbelievably skilled kid, really fast, great hockey sense, and I think you saw all that tonight. Jumped on a loose puck and buried it right away. I wish it would have, showed it so he could have enjoyed it a little more and celebrated his first NHL goal, because that's something special he worked so hard for. But all night he was great, great puck possession, making awesome plays.
James, this is another one of these sort of crazy central division battles that you and the Jets seem to always have. We're very close on what separates these clubs.
Right. This is playoff type hockey right now, with how tight our division is, and it's a race right to the end. So we got to take confidence out of that point and go back home and get going again. So that's where we're at. But good third period for our club.
You'd love 2 points, you get one, but it was certainly, if you think about milestone goals, I mean, that's kind of a big one for you. I think that's 200.
Yeah, that's. It's special. I think I've been gripping the stick a little too tight as of late, because I've had some great chances and it just wouldn't go in. So to be able to get that tonight and tie it up and bring it to overtime was great. It was good timing. I just wish we would have got the win.
Without risking Wallet, was there some confusion over what was and wasn't a penalty tonight?
I'm not going to comment on that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I feel like with the fact that the Jets and Predators are so close in the standings right now, there was more at stake. It feels like the rivalry is building more between the two teams.
Playing for playoff hockey right now, and you've seen before, you got to get in the playoffs and give yourself a chance to win the Stanley Cup. That's what everyone's here for, and that's why you battle every night and do the things you do to be successful and get in the playoffs. So. It's sometimes it's just one point that that separates teams from getting in and getting out, and that was a big one for our club tonight, even though we didn't get the win.